This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. This time for real. Parshas Bahaloischa. Bruchim Abom to the Kol Agra de Pirka. A very special subject today. Want to just make a brief announcement. If we're planning a trip in the beginning of July, July 4th weekend, to visit Kivrei Tzadikim in Belarus and Hungary and the Ukraine. If anybody would like to join us, you could contact us. It's going to be a very special itinerary, very unique itinerary. Okay, we begin Parshas Bahaloischa with the comments of the Zohar HaKadosh. We know that every detail of the Torah is laden with great significance. Not only the messages of the Torah, but the wording of the Torah, the psukim of the Torah, the lettering of the Torah, and including the number of various details of the Torah, all carry great significance. And the number of letters in the Torah are very important. The Zohar HaKadosh says, and we have a tradition, that there are 600,000 letters in the Torah. In fact, the Zohar HaKadosh says that the word Yisrael stands for Yesh Shishim Riboy Oisiyos La Torah, that the Torah has 600,000 letters. Okay, well, that is certainly important. That's why some have a custom to try to get an aliyah at regular intervals to be able to see the letters of the Torah, that there's a concept that a person, the number of Jews correspond to the number of letters in the Torah. Every Jew is rooted and sourced in one particular letter in the Torah. And therefore, you want to be able to see the letter that connects to you. It will give you, it will empower you, it will give you a certain energy. And the Pnei Yeshua, as well as many Achroinim, but in a way, most notably, the Pnei Yeshua deals with the following question. Says the Pnei Yeshua in Masechet Kedushin, Daf Lamed, there in Masechet Kedushin, it talks about the midway point in words in the Torah, which is Darosh, Darash, and the midway point in letters of the Torah, which is the Vav of Gochain. By the way, the Chassam Sofer points out, if you take the first letter of the Torah is a Bez, the last letter of the Torah is a Lamed, the middle letter of the Torah is a Vav Gochain, the Darosh, Darash, the final shin of Darosh, the first Dalet of Darash, the Ches of Gachoin, it spells out Dvash V'Chalav. This is what it means. The Torah is Dvash V'Chalav Tachas L'Shoinech. Well, the Pnei Yeshua asks a very important question. He says, V'Hova Asal Yadi, since it's come to my attention, Shenikru Harishonim Soifrim, and there the Gemara says that the early Amoraim, they were called Soifrim, counters, Shahayu, Soifrim Kol Oisya Shabbatayra, they would count all the letters of the Torah. Ema b'humilsa. I'm going to say something about it. It says in Pnei Yeshua, to have a kashali kamashnin. It bothered me many years. L'fisha matsanu b'svarim kadmoinim v'achroinim. We find in the works of the early authorities, later authorities, shemispar kol ha'oisya shabatayra heim shishim riboy, that the number of letters in the Torah are 600,000. The mnemonic of the acronym of Yisrael is there are 600,000 letters in the Torah. Therefore, the sum total of the Jewish people was 60 myriads. L'neshama shaloi mitzvah achas. Each Jew has their particular mitzvah, v'ois achas, and v'achiza v'ois achas, and they have a specific connection to one letter. And this, says Pnei Yeshua, is not just the idea of the Zohar. V'dover zeh kemachu dover muskam. This is something which is unanimously maintained. V'nizkar b'zohar v'sifrei ha-kodesh shnei luchas habris b'mekom esharbe. This is mentioned in all the holy books. Says the Pnei Yeshua, the Amadati Mishtoimim, I stood bewildered. Where does this pasuk come from? The Amadati Mishtoimim is from a pasuk in Daniel. And I was in amazement. Because if you actually count the number of letters in the Torah, we all know that it comes out to about half of that amount, that there are not 600,000 letters in the Torah, but instead there's it's about half of that. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says it's 300,805. So that is not 600,000. 300,805 is not 600,000. Lefi cheshbon chamishim sukim, says the Pnei Yeshua, I'll tell you the truth. I didn't sit down and count every letter of the Torah, but I took 50 psukim, and that I evaluated. And I took 50 average psukim, and based on 50 average psukim, I got that there are only about 300,000 letters in the Torah. Kim chatzi erech hacheshbon hamuzkar shebi ad shereisi, until I saw in the Sefer Chesed Avraham. Now, the Chesed Avraham was the great grandfather of the Chida, Sheher Gishbazeh. The Kasav Shenimsa, Ha'isya Satahin Shloishim Echariboi, he got 301,000. And this question is addressed by many, by the Pnei Yeshua, by the Chesed Avraham, by Rav Ruven Margolios, by Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, who writes, B'soif HaMikra, Hine Nizlabtu Ha'achroinim B'cheshman Shishim Riboi Oysa Shabbatayra, the Achroinim struggle in reconciling the number of letters in the Torah, Shemana Hazayar, that the Zohar counted Shatam Harim, many asked, "If he cheshbon amsar shemaneinu, eino ela shin alafim v'tav tav hey." Look in the Pnei Yeshua, look in Rav Reuven Margolios, look in other svarim, and I too, says Rav Yaakov, I'll give my explanation. Let me share with you what the Pnei Yeshua himself says. The Pnei Yeshua himself gives two answers. One answer Pnei Yeshua says is the Targum are the other missing 300,000 letters. That they're letters of the Chumash and they're letters of the Targum. That's somewhat problematic because in Parshas Va'aschanan, the Arizal writes that we know there's 600,000 Jews correspond to the 600,000 letters in the Torah. So the Arizal says, and let's say someone converts, what letters are they attached to? The Arizal says they're attached to the Targum. Well, if they're attached to the Targum, says the Ari, we could ask, so how could the Pnei Yeshua say that there's 600, Yisrael means 600,000 letters, while there aren't, there are only 300,000, and the other letters that come from the Targum are not for Yisrael proper, they're for Gerim. Okay, unless the composite of Yisrael refers to native Jews and Gerim as well, and the letters of the Torah refer to the letters of the Chumash as well as the letters of the Targum. The Pnei Yeshua gives another answer, that there are 600,000 letters because the Torah has two bechinois to it, two levels, two dimensions. One is the Kri, the way it's read, and one is the Ksiv, the way it's written. Now, for the vast majority of cases, the Kriya and the Ksiv are the same. But nevertheless, they could be counted twice. They could be counted on two dimensions. Now, there are words that are read and not written, or written and not read. So, in that sense, the Torah has 600,000 letters. But we're going to offer a new explanation. Where are the 600,000 letters? We're missing about 300,000 letters. The case of the missing 300,000 letters in the Torah. Furthermore, we come to Parshas Bahaloischa. Well, we come to Parshas Bahaloischa. Now, Parshas Bahaloischa, amazingly, is the 36th Parsha in the Torah. And we know that the original light of creation serviced the world for 36 hours. But that the Bnei Yisachar says is why Bahaloischa is the 36th Parsha, because here it's talking about the Menorah, which brought the Ar HaGanos back to the world. And that's something we discussed in the past. But on a simple level, why is the Torah discussing the Menorah in Parshas Bahaloischa? I thought we're done with the Mishkan. We spoke about the Mishkan in Parshas Truma, Parshas Tetzaveh, Parshas Vayakel, Parshas Pekudeh. Those parshas told us how to construct the Mishkan. And then we get to Sefer Vayikra And Sefer Yikra tells us how to do the actual avoda in the Mishkan. And then we're ready to go. We have the Mishkan. We know how to do the avoda. We're now ready to travel. All of a sudden, Parshas Ba'aloyscha, we're back to talking about the menorah. I mean, did you know that in this Ad Yirecha, Ad Pircha, Mikshahi, that from here we learn some of the designs on the base of the menorah that were not mentioned even in Parshas Truma? Why is this information given in Parshas Ba'aloyscha? Why would the Torah leave off some of the details of the construction of the Mishkan for Parshas Ba'aloyscha? This is not the Parsha of the Binyan and the Hakamas HaMishkan. The Binyan and Hakamas HaMishkan, that was already mentioned, that was already taught. Why is this information mentioned over here and delayed over here? That's what we have. Ma Inyan Shiva Saner Sukan. What are the seven branches of the menorah doing over here? So let's bring to your attention a Gemara that we've spoken about in the past, and that is the Parsha of Ayihi bin Saya Ha'arain. And we know there's this anomaly regarding Vayihi bin Saya Aaron that it's surrounded by upside down nuns. Firstly, what in the world are the upside down nuns doing? Nowhere in the Sefer Torah do we have random letters just encircling and bookending passages. What are these letters doing there? Number one, what are the letters doing there? Number two, why are they upside down? Number three, who picked a nun? Why a nun? Why not an aleph? Why? So you say, well, the Torah begins with a beis. So pick a beis. Why not a zayin? What is this special favoritism we're giving to the letter nun? It's like we're paying back Ashrei. Ashrei doesn't have a nun. So here, we'll throw you two nuns in Vayihi bin Saya Ha'arein. What's the nun doing over here? So the Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Tes Vav Amad Beis to Kuf Tes Zayin Amad Aleph. Tan Rabbanan. Vayihi bin Saya Ha'arein. Vayomer Moshe. Vayihi bin Saya Ha'arein. And Moshe said, Parsha Zu Asala HaKadosh Baruch Hu Simniyos Melmala Ulamata. This Parsha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made symbols before it and after it. Loimar She'in Zemekoyma. In other words, in the opinion of the Tanakhama, the reason why it's surrounded by the nuns is because to indicate that it does not belong here. Now, where does it belong? It actually belongs in Bamidbar, Parak Beis, that after Yehuda traveled, so we know that Yehuda would travel first, and then Reuven would travel, then the Mishkan would travel. So actually, in Bamidbar, Parak Beis, it should say, Vayihi bin Saya Ha'arein, Vayomer Moshe. That's where it belongs. It belongs earlier, two parashios earlier, before Nasai, in Bamidbar, Parak Beis. The order of the travel. First you had Yehuda, then you have Reuven, then the Mishkan. This is not its place. It doesn't belong over here. By the way, Rabbeinu Bechaye writes, you know why the letter Nun was chosen? Because this Parsha is 50 parshios out of place. It belongs 50 subjects earlier. If you count the peis and the samachs, this parsha actually belongs 50 segments earlier. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Oimer, Rabbi says, no, loimin Hashem hu. That's not the reason why that they're upside down nuns. The reason why they're upside down nuns, b'nei shasefer chashav hu b'fnei atzmai. Because it is a separate sefer unto itself. So that begs the question, why the upside down nuns? Bishlama, if it's out of place, so the nuns are indicating it belongs 50 segments earlier. But if it's in the right place, and the nuns are there to indicate it's a parsha, it's a sefer by itself, why the letter nun? But it's a sefer b'fnei atzma. Says the Gemara, wow. Because we have a pasuk in Mishlei that says, Chatzva Amudeh HaShiva, that God carved out seven pillars for the Torah, in accordance with whom does this pasuk go? That God carved out seven pillars. Keman Azaha, the Amar of Shmuel Bar Nachman, Amar of Yonis, and Chatzva Amudeh HaShiva, Elu Shiva Sefrei Torah, that from this pasuk we learn out there's seven books of the Torah. Who does that go like? It goes like Rabbi. It goes like Rebbe, because Rebbe holds that these two psukim are where they belong. The reason why they're upside down nuns is to indicate that it's a sefer unto itself. So, very interesting. Because this is not a typical thing, a sefer by itself. How many letters are in this new sefer of the Torah? There are only 85 letters in the parsha of Vayhi ben Saya. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Siman Shin Lamed Dalet, Sif Yud Beis, that all Torah scrolls, you're allowed to save from a fire on Shabbos. And regardless of what they're written with. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, Sefer Torah that has 85 letters. In other words, let's say you have a really old Sefer Torah. Actually, you know, in our minyan, we have a very old Sefer Torah. It was from Dinov. It goes back, you know, like 150 years. And when it was brought over from Europe, it was really in bad shape and they had to rewrite most of it. Sometimes you have a very old Sefer Torah. What if the whole thing is erased? Could you still save it from a fire? So there's a minimum threshold of how many letters have to be extant for you to be able to save it. So Shulchan Aruch says that a Sefer Torah that has 85 letters, so you're allowed to save it from a fire. So says the Mishnah Berurah, where do we get this shear that if it has 85 letters, you could save it from a fire? One second. Let me see what I could do here with the Mar Mekoymus, make it a little bigger. Where do we get this shear of 85 letters? Do you see any Mar Mekoymus right now? Is it bigger? One second. Is it bigger now? So the Mishnah Berurah says, let me make it even bigger. Mishnah Berurah says, where do we get the shear of 85 letters? Shal yedei shear zeh, through this amount, yesh adayin aleh ktsas kedusha sefer Torah. It still has a little bit of the kedusha of a sefer Torah. Mishum shekein nimtza b'parshas Vayhi ben Saya, because that's what we find in the parsha of Vayhi ben Saya. In other words, in the parsha of Vayhi ben Saya, we find 85 letters. And from there we learn out that in order for Sefer Torah to have the chashivas of some semblance of Kedusha Sefer Torah, it has to have a minimum of 85 letters. The bottom line is that the fact that Vayhi ben Saya is a Sefer by itself has halachic significance, in that we learn out from there that any Sefer Torah that has 85 letters, we would still save it from a fire. There's another halachic nafgamina of Vayhi ben Saya, and that is, Chazal made a gzeirah that anybody who touches Kisvei HaKodesh, it's metameh hayadayim, it renders the hands impure. The reason they did that is they didn't want people storing their Kisvei HaKodesh with truma. So, because what would happen with the mice, now in Australia, there's every 5 to 10 years, there's a plague of mice where they have millions and millions of mice, you know, just running through everything. I mean, they're literally, they live in your cabinets, they run in your beds. That's what's going on over there. So mice are a very dangerous threat, and they love truma. And people used to keep their Kisvei HaKodesh in their bags of truma. The problem was when the mice would eat the truma, they would then go and eat the Kisvei HaKodesh. So they made a gzeira that all Kisvei HaKodesh is metameh hayadayim. Well, what if you have a scroll that was rubbed out? Is that also metameh hayadayim? So the Mishnah says in Yadayim, the Mishnah says, Sefer shenimchak, a sefer that's erased, v'nishtayar by shmoinim mechamesh, so yes, and you're left with 85 letters. V'parsha, k'parshas vayhi ben saya, alright? Metameh hayadayim, it renders the hands impure. So a sefer that has 85 letters extant is still metameh hayadayim. A Megillah that has 85 letters, like, where do we get 85 letters? Keparshas, Vayhi ben Saya, Metameh Seyadayim. So this idea that Vayim and Sayer is a Sefer of Bifnei Atzmai has halachic ramifications. Namely, if a Sefer Torah still has 85 letters, you save from a fire. Or if a Sefer still has 85 letters, it's Metame Es Hayadayim. Now this is all a ramification and reflection of the fact that Vayihi ben Saya Ha'arayin is a book unto itself. In fact, the Baal HaTurim points out that in the Pasuk Vayihi ben Saya Ha'arayin, there are 12 words. Vayihi ben Saya Ha'arayin, Vayomer Moshe, Kuma Hashem Yafutzo Aybech V'yanusu Misanecha Mipanecha. And then in the next Pasuk, Uvenucha Yomar, Shuva Hashem Rivvais Alpha Yisrael. There's 7 words. The 7 words of Venucha correspond to the 7 words of Bereshis, which is the beginning of the Torah, to indicate that this is a Sefer Bifnei Atzmai, and the 12 words of Vayihi ben Saya correspond to the 12 words of the last Pasuk in the Torah. Then, says the Baal HaTurim, has 85 letters to teach that a Sefer Torah that has 85 letters, you save it from a fire. Oh, that's why juxtaposed to Vayihi ben Saya Arayin is the Parsha Vativar Bam Eish Hashem, that the fire of God burned against them, to teach that you save any scroll that has 85 letters, you save it from a fire. By the way, this is a remez to the idea, we know that someone who has a bris milah is saved from Gehenom. Why? Because Mila is Gematria 85. Isn't that interesting? Mila is Gematria 85. So someone who has a Mila is saved from the Gehenna. By the way, the Mei Emes brings that in Vayikra Perek Yud, there's a Pasuk, Perek Yud, Pasuk Aleph. Here, let's take a look. You have a Chumash? They have those by you? Perek Yud, Pasuk Aleph. Vayikhu v'nei aroi nodav aviu ishmach dozo yinu v'nei nesu yasimu la katarzi agriu v'nei hashem ish zara. That pasuk has 85 letters. The pasuk before, Vateitzayesh. The pasuk after, Vateitzayesh. To teach that if you have 85 letters, you're saved from a fire. The Zchus of Mila protects you from a fire, and a Sefer Torah that has 85 letters is protected by a fire. By the way, there's another halachic ramification, by the way, that Vayihi ben Saya is a parsha by itself. There are certain mistakes, Rabbi Isai, that if you find them in a Sefer Torah, you can't lane in that book, but you could lane in another book. There are certain kinds of mistakes. If you find it in Bamidbar, you can't read from Sefer Bamidbar, but you could read from Devarim, or you could read from Vayikra. So what is the Rav Meir Arik, in the Hagois Tal Torah, he wants to be Mechadesh a great Chiddush. That if you find a mistake in Bamidbar, in the Sefer Torah, however, let's say you find it at the end of Bamidbar, or in the beginning of Bamidbar, or Vayihi ben Saya, the same way if you find in Bereishis, you can read Shemois. If you find a mistake at the end of Bamidbar, you can read the beginning of Bamidbar. If you find a mistake in Vayihi ben Saya, you can read the beginning of Bamidbar and the end of Bamidbar. These are 3 separate Sfarim. Each one is considered a Chumash by itself. By the way, the Imrei Emes in his Likutim, Masechta Sukkah, says that we know God gave us the Yetzihara, and God gave the antidote to the Yetzihara is the Torah. Now, how many names does the Yetzihara have? Ra, he's called evil. Orel, he's called uncircumcised. Tameh, contaminated. Soine, hater. Michshal, stumbling block. Oyev, mortal enemy. Tzifoini, So the 7 books of the Chumash are like the 7 antidotes to the 7 forces of the Yetzihara. So you'll ask, 7 books of the Chumash? How could there be 7 books in the Chumash? Then they would come out. We all know that there are 24 books in Tanakh, that Vayihi b'yom kalois Moshe lahakim es ha-mishkan, or Vayihi b'yom kalois Moshe, ma Kala mekushetes b'chav dalet kishutin, just like a kala has 24 ornaments. Av tamachacham sach liyos mekushat b'chav dalet svarim. A tamachacham needs to be well versed in the 24 books of Tanakh. So you'll ask, according to this, it comes out there are 26 books in Tanakh, because you have 11 neviim, you have 8 ksuvim, that's 19. and you have 7 books of the Chumash? That's the Rashash's question. The Rashash asks, he says, V'chein perish HaRambam, the Rambam paskin, we paskin like Rebbe. There's 7 books of the Chumash. V'tmihaniyam, I wonder, says the Rashash, V'mkein yechavav Sfar Makdoshim, then there are 26 books. And in many places we say there are 24 books, and we say there are Chamishei Chumshei Torah. There should be Shiva Shavuei Torah. Okay. The Rama, aside from writing his magnum opus on the Hagois, on the Shulchan Aruch, he wrote many Sfarim. He wrote a parish on the Zohar. And he also wrote a book on philosophy about the Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash called Toiras HaOlah. And the Rama also brings this idea that there's 7 books of the Chumash. Says the Rama, the 7 books of the Chumash correspond to the 7 branches of the Menorah. Now that's very interesting, because we know that the Menorah is compared to the Torah. The Menorah represents the Torah. And the Torah has 2 directions. You have Oirech Yomim Bimino and Usmoila Oisher V'Chavod. You have those who learn Torah Lishma, L'mayminimba. They learn Torah for its own sake, and it gives them Arichas Yomim Ba'il Mazel Ba'il Maba. And you have Usmoila Oisher V'Chavod, the Masim Ilimba, those who learn for material benefit, Shaloi Lishma. Well, says the Rama, if the Torah is like a Menorah, then the first 3 books will be for the Ma'aminimba, those who learn Torah Lashma, and the last 3 books will be for the Masme'ilimba, for those who are not on the best path. So the first 3 books, Bereishis, Shemais, and Vayikra, for the Avos HaKadoshim, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they learn Torah Lashma, they serve God wholeheartedly. So the true tzaddikim are mentioned in the first 3 books of the Chumash. On the other hand, those who are not in such a good path, Sefer Devarim is all Musar for the Yidden who had veered off the path of the Avos. Sefer Bamidbar after Vayhi ben Saya, you have the Meraglim, you have Korach. By the way, the Malbim says Korach was the first Reformed Jew. I just saw yesterday my grandfather's notes on the Malbim. The Malbim writes that Korach was the predecessor of Reform. That's why Korach didn't want to go into the land of Israel, like the Reform who took out V'sachazenu Einenu from the Siddur. Okay, so you have Korach, you have the Meraglim, you have the Complainers. So they're in the last 3 books, the Masme'ilim. Even Vayihi ben Saya talks about the 3 different Peronios that Klal Yisrael ran away from Har Sinai, and the Asafsuf, Esavu Tava. And then it comes out, I realized that the middle branch of the Torah is from Bamidbar until Vayhi ben Saya. Perhaps that's the reason why, this would answer the question we began with. Why is the Menorah spoke about in this week's Parsha? In Mitzin Drinin, in the middle of nowhere, all of a sudden we talk about the Menorah. You know why? Because this week's Parsha, the beginning of Bahaloischa, is the middle branch of the Menorah, is the central branch of the Torah. In that case, where do you think the Torah gives the information of the decorations of the middle branch of the Menorah? In this week's Parsha, in the beginning, which represents and is a reference to the middle branch of the Torah. Says Rama Kfar Kosavti, I already wrote, Shiva Hakonim, the 7 branches of the Menorah, Him Shiva Svarim, are the 7 books of Chumash, HaTorah Mischalek Eslohen, that the Torah is subdivided. V'nireh Wotzim Sha'akonohu Emtsoi, that the middle branch of the Torah and the Menorah is Bamidbar until Vayhi ben Saya. That is the middle branch of the Torah. The 3 Chumashim, which are Bereishis, Shemais, and Vayikra, are on the right side. Vayhi ben Saya, the end of Bamidbar and Mishnah Torah, is on the left side. The right side and the left side refer to Orech Yamim B'mino Smaila Oshem B'Kavoid, Orech Yamim L'Maiminimba. And the Masme'ilimba are on the left side. So the first 3 books talk about those who are on the right side, the Avos and their children, who inherited Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Therefore, you have the 3 Kanim opposite them. Now you'll say, what do you mean? In Shemois you have the Maisa Egel. The Egel is nothing. they were forgiven for the Egel. Moshe Rabbeinu heard, Salachti Kibarecha. The Kuzari writes, the Egel wasn't really an Avera. It was only 3,000 Jews. It was 0.05% of Jewish people, and they were the Erev Rav. But the last three books, they're talking about the Mas Me'ilim, talks about the Meraglim, Koirach, and the Dar HaMidbar, even Mishnah Torah's Kuloi, Toichacha, even Vayivin Soya, refers to the Einshim and the three tragedies. So therefore, the middle branch, Rabbi Sai, is Bamidbar until Vayivin Soya. Hence the discussion of the Menorah in this week's Parsha, because this week's Parsha, in the beginning, is a reference to the middle branch of the Torah, the middle branch of the Menorah. Now, let us come to the missing letters of the Torah. Because I'll ask you a question that's really troubling me. Are you kidding me? Vayihi ben Soya is a Parsha by itself? Could someone tell me why, let's say, Bereishis is something like, I don't know, how many letters? If the whole Torah is 300,000 letters, then Bereishis would be one-fifth of that. Bereishis would be 75,000 letters or so. So Bereishis is 75,000 letters. Shemois is 75,000 letters. Vayikra is 60,000 letters. Devarim is 60,000. And Vayihi ben Soya, oh, it's a Sefer Bifnei Atzmai, it's 85 letters. Wow. I mean, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which is not a Sefer Bifnei Atzmai, it's just a small little part, is bigger than Vayihi ben Soya. Why would Vayihi ben Soya be a Sefer Bifnei Atzmai? Or what is it about it that it's a Sefer Bifnei Atzmai? It only has 85 letters. I mean, no other, all the other Sfarim have tens of thousands of letters. So the Chida teaches us something amazing. That the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Nun Shari Bino Nivra Ba'ilam, God created 50 gateways of wisdom, Mekula Nitma L'Moshe, Chasar Achas. They were all given to Moshe except for one, Shenemar, V'atechasreo Ma'at Me'alikim. He was just a little bit missing from what God had. However, the opinion of the Ari is that Moshe Rabbeinu did have access to the Shar Nun at some point. When God gave us the Torah, so Vayidaber Hashem Moshe is kol hadvarim kol is 50. He got all 50. But by the Chedo Egel, Hashem tells Moshe, Lech raid. Go down from Lech, go down from 50. Now you're only 49. Ultimately, on his last day, Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayal Moshe me'arvois Moyov. He went up from Moyov, which is 49, El Har, Nevoi, Nun boy. Moshe got the 50th. So Moshe had some access to the Shar Nun. Now, that means Moshe had access to the Shar Nun, but it was taken away. Where did it go? Where is the Shar Nun? Ooh, says the Chida. The Parsha of Vayihi ben Soya was a Sefer Bifnei Atzmai. It had 300,000 letters in it. And that's the Shar Nun. The Shar Nun is the equivalent of all the other books of the Torah. Says the Chida in the Nachal Kidumim in this week's Parsha. Shar Hanun Nela Mimosha. Ulakachi. That's why they're Nunim in Vayihi ben Soya. To be Merames. To the Nun Shari Bina. The Nun Shari Bina is the 50th gate of wisdom. And the Sefer Vayihi ben Soya was as big as the whole Torah. But we only got a little flavor. We only got a little bit. We only got 85 letters. Originally, there were 300,000 letters in Vayihi ben Soya. It was the equivalent of the rest of the Torah. We were only zoicha to get 85 letters from the Shar Nun. So it just dawned on me, maybe when we take out a Sefer Torah, why do we say the Psukim of Vayihi ben Soya? Maybe it's a tefillah. We're saying, Ribbono Shel Olam. Okay, we're about to take out the Torah. The Torah has 300,000 letters. But we hope that we're not going to be satisfied with these 300,000 letters. We want access to the entirety of the Shar Nun. We want you to be mashlim what we lost access to. There are another 300,000 letters. Now what that means exactly, maybe we'll try to explain. There are another 300,000 letters that we would have had it not been taken away due to our chataim. And Vayihi ben Saya, therefore, by the way, this fits in very nicely with the Ramah, that this is on the left-hand side of the Torah, because look what our Chataim caused us. It caused us that out of 300,000 letters of the Shaar Nun, we were only Zaycha to 85. 85 letters. Now, let's stop for a moment. That means, it almost seems like, of all the letters in the Torah, which letters sort of have the greatest Kedusha being from the highest element of Chachma? One would think that the letters of the Vayihi ben Saya have a certain great status more than any other part of the Torah because it is a remnant of what is called the Shaar Nun. That's Vayihi ben Saya Arayin. It is a remnant of the Shaar Nun. 85 letters from the Shaar Nun. Okay? Which means that at this juncture in history, it sounds like, God was going to reveal an elevated part of the Torah, the Shaar Nun, but we were only Zaycha to 85 letters. How do we understand this? Why Davka, at this juncture, were we close to getting the Shaar Nun, and we only were Zaycha to 85 letters of it? So I want to present an original approach. This week's parsha is an amazing parsha. Parsha's Bahaloischa, Moshe Rabbeinu sends word to Yisroi, Noisim anachnu el ha-makom. Yisroi, get over here. We're traveling to the place. Says Rashi, miyad, immediately. What do you mean immediately? They weren't supposed to be in the Midbar for 40 years. They were going to immediately go to Eretz Yisrael. They're immediately going to go to Eretz Yisrael. And how immediately? Ad shloisha yamim, in 3 days. So instead of being fardarfin there in the Midbar for 40 years, they were going to be there for 3 days. Anu nechnasim la'aretz. Shebemasa zeharishay nasu, this encampment, they traveled. Amenas li'kanes Eretz Yisrael. Ela shechad v'sayinim. They sinned with complaining, and therefore they got... They had to dray around for 40 years, but the plan was 3 days to Jerusalem. Now, not only were they 3 days to Jerusalem, those 3 days, they had Kfitzas HaDerech. Derech Shloshes Yomim, says Rashi, they were on a road of 3 days, but they covered the territory in less than 3 days. Mahalach Shloshes Yom Ochvi Amechad, they traveled 3 days in 1 day. God wanted to bring them in immediately. So think about it. They were 3 days from Israel, but that 3 day distance, they were covering in 1 day. And even that 1 day, they were in the back, but the Aroin was in the front. Zeh Aroin. Hayoyti Mam Lumachama says, V'Aroin B'S Hashem Lo'Yisav Lehem Derech Shloshes Yomim. Even that 1 day distance, the Aroin was all the way in the lead. Meaning, they were 3 days from Israel. They were going to cover that ground in 1 day. And that 1 day, the Aroin was already there. Basically, the Aroin was at the precipice of the Yarden. And what was in the Aroin? Shivrei Luchais. And the Aroin went ahead of them to be Mesakeh in the road. And that's why they said, Uvenucha Yoimar, Kuma Hashem, V'yafutzu Eivecha, V'yanusim Yisanem Mipanecha. Kuma Hashem, they said, stand up! Because the Aroin was well ahead of them, 3 days. So Moshe would say, stand! Wait! Wait, Aroin! Don't go any further! We can't catch up with you! Look in Bahaloischa, Perek Yud, Pasuk Lamed Hey. Vayihi ben Saya Aroin, the Aroin would travel. The Aroin was 3 days ahead. Vayoyim Roshu, Kuma Hashem, stop, stop, you're getting too ahead of us. Now, the Jews would have entered Eretz Yisrael. If the Jews would have entered Eretz Yisrael, this would have been the Tikkun HaAchrayim. This would have been the final rectification. This would have been the ultimate geula. This would have been the, well, we would have called it a day. That would have been Mashiach. Basically, in other words, how close were the Jewish people to the Achras Hayamim? They were 3 days away, but they were going to cover it in 1 day. The Arayin was basically there. In other words, in our history, what was the closest moment we ever came to the Yemais HaMashiach? This week's Parsha. This week's Parsha was the closest we ever came to the Achras Hayom, to the Tikkun Achrayin. Now we understand, Rabbeisai. We were about to get the 300,000 letters, because when Mashiach comes in the Achras Hayom, and we're getting back those letters. But we were so close, so we got 85. That was like a semblance, that was like a taste of the future Sharnun. And we blew it, we complained, and we couldn't get the vast majority of the Sharnun. But the reason why it is Dafka at this juncture, we were Zoicha to a little taste and a little flavor from the Sharnun, is because this was the closest we ever came in our history to getting to Eretz Yisrael, being led by Moshe Rabbeinu, and being prepared for the Tikkun HaAchrayin. Now, how much did we get? We got 85. There's a very difficult pasuk in Yeshaya. In Yeshaya it says, because a Torah from me. What does Teitse mean? Teitse means it will emanate. It doesn't mean it did emanate, it means it will emanate. The Medrash even says on these words, not only will a Torah emanate, but Amar Rav Avin Bar Kahana Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Torah Chadosha Me'iti Seitzei. A new Torah will emanate from me. Chidush Torah Me'iti Teitzei. An innovative Torah will emanate from me. And the Mefarshim ask, the Chassam Sofer asks, this sounds like heresy. Because we have a principle, Torah zu loy te mechlefes. V'loy tia Torah acheres me'es habor yisbarach. This Torah will never be exchanged, and never will there be another Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if there will never be another Torah, what does the Medrash mean? There will be a new Torah from Hashem. What is this new Torah? Says Rabbi Yonis and Eibeshitz that by the Gemara says that this Parsha of Ahivan Saya was interposed to separate between three Puranosim, three bad events. One of them is we ran away from Har Sinai because we didn't want Hashem to add on to the Torah. Now, what does that mean, we didn't want Hashem to add on to the Torah? You can't add on to the Torah. Nothing can be added to the Torah. The answer is, says Rabbi Yonis and Eibeshitz, that Klal Yisrael and Moshe Rabbeinu were given 49 Shari Bina. And Moshe had a sort of a semblance of the 50th, but ultimately it was taken away. The new Torah of the future, the new Torah that God is promising to offer to us in the Achras Hayamim, says Rabbi Yonis and Eibeshitz, is the Shar Chamishim, is the Shar Nun. And this is what Klal Yisrael didn't want, and they ran away from it. That's why you have the upside down nuns. Because, says Rabbi Yonis, the Shar Nun that Klal Yisrael were supposed to get was flipped over, Lituga. In other words, it was taken away. They didn't have access to it. They didn't want it. They ran away from it. And of the entire Shar Nun, which would have been 300,000 letters, we were only Zaycha to 85 letters. But the rest of it was turned on its head. That's the upside down Nun, indicating that we lost the Shar Nun. But la'asud lavai, we are going to get back an entire body of Torah. But the Parsha of Ahivan Saya is a Sefer Bifnei Atzmai. You'll say, but it's only 85 letters. But it's not what it is. It's what it could have been. This juncture in Jewish history, we basically had 1 foot in the Yarden, ready to come into the Holy Land, and we complained about the food. It's always about the food. Whether it's in Gan Eden, and we had to make Adam Arishon, would have waited Aruch Haim HaKadosh, and he would have made Kiddush Friday night. That's why the root of all evil is the Kiddush Club. Adam Arishon had premature Kiddush Friday, Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. They didn't like the food. And even today, one of some of the biggest desecration of Hashem's name is if you have the opportunity to hear the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you go out for some yayin and some dogim. It's what is it? It's the chet of Eitz Hadas. It's deja vu all over again. So here it is. This week's parasha, we were 1 foot into Eretz Yisrael. We were almost there. We were almost zoicha to the Sha'ar Nun. We got even a little bit. You know how much we were zoicha to the Sha'ar Nun? We have a few smatterings of letters. We have holy letters from the Sha'ar Nun. And that's why he ben Saya, all right, and it has halachic nafkaminos. I want to say that's why Megillas Rus has how many psukim? Megillas Rus, which is the building block and the stage setting for the ultimate Tikkun Achron of the late of David, 85 psukim in Megillas Rus, because that's as close to the Sha'ar Nun as we could get in this world. Let's end off with the comments of Rashi in Shir HaShirim. We say in Shir HaShirim, we say, Ribbono Shel Olam, Yishakeni min Hashikos Piyu. Kiss us from the kisses of your mouth. The Baal Nesivos HaMishpat explains that this is the Bakash of Knesset Yisrael. Hasten the Geula. The Geula, right now, God, we are your Arusa. The Geula, we will be your Nesua. And then when we will be your Nesua, you will speak to us, Peh al Peh. Because when you took us out of Mitzrayim, we couldn't tolerate you speaking to us Peh al Peh. It would be too intense. You can only speak to Moshe Rabbeinu Peh al Peh. But la'asilavai, we will reach the Madrega that you, Ribbono Shel Olam, will speak to all of Klal Yisrael. Peh al Peh. 85 to 85. By the way, Rashi says in Shir HaShirim on the words, Yishakeni min Hashikos Piyu, that Hashem has vouchsafed that the same way He revealed Himself to Klal Yisrael on Har Sinai, He will yet again reveal Himself to the Jewish people. To do what? The first time He taught us Torah u'mitzvos, but He didn't teach us the soidos and the secrets and the depth and the mysticism of it. And that's what will occur ba'achras hayomim. Say, what part of Torah is that? That part, that's the Sha'ar Nun. Those are the missing oisios of the Torah. It was given, but it was, so to speak, stowed away. Yes, there will never be another Torah. Nothing will be added to the Torah. This Torah was given on Har Sinai, but it was, so to speak, stashed away. We could not access it. We couldn't tolerate it. Like the Nesivos HaMishpat says, our souls could not be soivel it. We rejected it, like Rabbi Yonasan Abishad says. The Nun, the Sha'ar Nun, was turned on its head, upside down. We could only assimilate 85 letters. But Allah said, lovely, we will get back another, so to speak, 300,000 letters that will be mashlim, the Yeshishim Riboy Oisiyas, the Torah. This is how the Chida would answer the question of the Pnei Yeshua. And we should be Zoicha this week when we read Parshas Behaloischa, which is basically as close as we ever got. It should bring us, we should be able to cross the finish line and reach that momentous occasion where the Torah Me'iti Teitse, Torah Chadasha Me'iti Teitse. Okay, thank you everyone for listening. If anybody wants to join us tonight at 5 p.m. for the Igeres Hagra, for Igeres HaMusar, welcome to join us. Wish everybody a wonderful day. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.